Deepak Chopra said, "The spiritual meaning of love is measured by what it can do. Love is meant to heal. Love is meant to renew. Love is meant to bring us closer to God." This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Deepak Chopra has long been a marvelous spokesman for spiritual life and spiritual living and spiritual being. And he's a living example of what he talks about. Deepak Chopra said, "The spiritual meaning of love is measured by what it can do. Love is meant to heal. Love is meant to renew. Love is meant to bring us closer to God." This is one of the many definitions of love. Love is the human response we have to our creation. Love is the human response we have to each other. Love is the human response we have to God. Love is the human response, and a very wonderful response. However, when we look at love and we say, Jesus said that God is love, is God a human love? Is God a love that touches the heart and emotions and makes a person just feel 10 feet tall? Is the love that Jesus referred to that God is as a physical thing? Well, perhaps that's part of it, part of its understanding. I would like to use the word caring. The spiritual meaning of caring is measured by what it can do. The spiritual meaning of love or caring is meant to heal. Caring is meant to renew. Caring is meant to bring us closer to God. When we look at the word love from the word that Jesus gave to it, love is what God is, then love cannot ever be a human thing. It can never be a human attribute, as lovely as it is, as we define it. We define love as caring in our human way, and defining love as caring is a very wonderful thing. But if someone goes to the priest and says, love me, and the priest says, I do, my son, my daughter, I do love you. And, well, love me spiritually. I do love you spiritually. Well, when you love me as a human being, you care for me. And when I have nothing, you help me. And when I have everything, I help you, you know. And the priest says, and so it is. Amen. But, you see, the love that Deepak Chopra is speaking about here is the human love. Love is meant to heal. And that means healing is, love being as healing is hard for me to understand. Because if you think of love as healing, you think of caring as healing. And caring is not healing. Caring is mending. Healing is one thing in my mind. Healing is returning to our original purity and integrity. Now, it's not a matter of returning from here to there. It's returning within our consciousness. If I say to you, you know how to do that. You say, no, I don't. I say, well, think about it. Think about it. Remember when you got in the car last time? You drove so nicely and so easy. Yeah, but I had a car accident since then. And I had all sorts of problems since then. And I feel very frightened about driving. Well, when I work with you, I tell you, you are master of the car. You are master of yourself. You are master of your thought. Every thought that you think is exactly what you entertain and experience. Now, I'm being caring with you. So I say to you, you stupid jerk, you're thinking about an accident, you should have accidents. That's what happens when you think about things. Oh, Herb, that's terrible. When you think about illness, you should have illness. That's what happens when you think about illness. Herb, that is just outrageous. When you think about poverty and pestilence and all the limitations of the soul, the spirit, the body, you should have it. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, if you think about health, you should have health. If you think about wealth, you should have wealth. If you think about harmony in relationships, you should have harmonious relationships. And none of that refers to love. That's purely the law of cause and effect that you put in motion to have an effect that you want. I'm going to love you so that you love me, you know. I'm going to love you so you put out to me. I'm going to love you so that you'll be nice to me. Oh boy, that has nothing to do with, as you quote, Christian love or divine love, you know. Very human. So what is God as love? What is God as love? Well, God as love is the most stupid thing on the face of the earth or in the heavens above. God as love is a blind God. God as love can only see his creation as God created its creation. Okay? Did God create a bunch of sick, unhappy, poor people? No. God created everything good and called it good. Now, the love of God is that God continues to see everyone perfect, expressing their original purity and integrity, regardless of the illusions or the appearances. You see? Now, God as love looks past all the illusions. Now, God as love looks at the little child, and he's learning how to play chess. Herb, you always talk about chess. Sure. The little child's learning how to play chess. And the chess master, his father or somebody else, lets the boy or girl win. They let him win so they can get the feeling of wanting to play the game. And so as they win and as they want to play the game, they gain confidence in himself. And pretty soon, they learn how to do what they always knew how to do. They reveal that they already knew it. They feel confidence in themselves because they are winning the game. They are playing the game wisely and well. Then Papa plays a little harder. He plays a little more intensive game. And the child learns new ways of handling that. He doesn't learn that just because he loses, he's a loser. Just because he loses, he's just without any benefit to him. You know, no way. The child learns that winning or losing, it's all a wonderful game. He is perfect. Well, if he's perfect, why doesn't he win all the time? Well, if my dad is perfect, why doesn't he win all the time? You know, why does he let me win over him? Ah, love. Not love of making something better, but the compassion of allowing the divine to shine through when it is having a little difficulty in revealing itself. Are you having a little difficulty in letting the divine shine through you? Are you having a little difficulty in being your original purity and integrity? If you are, you can be sure that the divine, God, if you will, the essence, the allness, is sitting back in smiling repose saying, that's all right, you'll get it. It's in you. You'll let it shine out. There's no problem there. You're untouched, you know. Nothing bothers you. You are on top of it. Wonderful. You see, that's real love. Real love is to look at anything and see it in its purity, its integrity, its original beauty, not to look at the appearance that it might have. Now, we had a play here one Christmas time, and we had a number of young people and other people in playing in the play. And they got up there, and they played the parts just beautiful. Every one of them was a stupid jerk, you know. You looked at them, ha ha, you sure put that across. You know, I actually believe in that guy, you know. And you're the butler, and you're this, and you're that. I believe in that. And then one young boy got up and he wanted to wear the dress of one of our young girls here. So he wore the dress. And he got up there and he acted just like a girl. You couldn't have not believed he was a girl from the way he was acting and the way he was doing. He put on a show. And as soon as his part of that show was over, he didn't take off the dress, but he started acting like a boy. And when he started acting like a boy, the dress was ludicrous. It was not appropriate. But so long as he acted like a girl, the dress was appropriate. Now, how does the divine see us? In what dress are we wearing that the divine sees us? Does the divine see through all the illusions, all the excuses we have for not expressing the allness that we are? Yes. You see, the love here that Deepak Chopra is talking about is the caring love, the human love, the beautiful love. And no one wants to live their life without it, that's for sure. But the divine love which God is, and he says here that love is meant to bring us closer to God. Well, when we get closer to God, our own indwelling God, we will find that the love that brought us there is no longer valid. Because the love that brought us there was brought on the premise that we weren't there. The love that brought us there was on the premise of being caring for us because we were not in the presence of God. It says, meant to bring us closer to God. The love that brought us there said we were not close to God. Now that is tough. And if we ever say anything like that, we never will get close to the God, the divine within us. Deepak Chopra is a fabulous writer, and he turns the hearts of many people in beautiful ways, and he always will, and I'll always respect and admire the man. But the terms that he uses and the terms that many others use, beautiful beings, Billy Graham, you know, Robert Schuller, a lot of other beautiful people, they're words that are right out of a good psychology book. And they're beautiful, and they serve an excellent purpose. But when you are working with the divine, you no longer see the relative. You no longer see the limitation. Your eyes are so pure, you see the original purity and integrity of yourself first, and of all the world. And it is so glorious, and so wonderful, and so fulfilling, it is just hard to imagine. Deepak Chopra is a great guy. He has lifted the hearts of many people to their spiritual path. Many other great leaders have done the same. But you see, they only lift it to the spiritual path. When you and I take the step from being lifted to being in and on the spiritual path, we will find that we are no longer touched by anybody else in our world. We're no longer interested in what anybody else does or how anybody else lives their lives or anybody's problems. We won't have any interest. We will be so blind, like God, that we will only see the integrity and the purity within each being because we see the integrity and the purity that's within us. Are you ready for such an adventure? If you are, then you have to leave behind the movies where they teach you all about the sadness of people's lives and the happiness of people's lives. Because when you're walking your divine path, you're neither sad nor happy. When you're walking your divine path, you live in the presence of your reality. You live, if I can say the word, I don't know if I can say the word, the word is so hard to say. If you live in bliss, how much higher do you want to go? How much more one as all do you want to be? When you live in bliss, you've got it all, and you got it all put together, and you're great. So, move into your bliss. A number of other people, who was that who wrote all those tapes that we read? We have a lot of writers who say, live in your bliss, move in your bliss.
Joseph Campbell.
Yeah.
Joseph Campbell.
Joseph Campbell, yeah. Joseph Campbell wrote all his books and all of his audios and videos, and they're just beautiful. But he was like Deepak Chopra, telling the story of the human on its walk to the divine. They're all great people, but they come, like Jesus said, I must leave because you're depending on me too much. I must leave so the Comforter can come within you and be who you are. So this day I see each one of you being in bliss, being your divine self, being where Deepak Chopra has taken you, being where Joseph Campbell has taken us, being where Jesus has taken us, and there's no comparison between these people, but being where these great spiritual guides have taken us. Now we want to take the step. They've taken us there. Now get off the train. Get into the program of this bliss that you are, and enjoy it today as you never have before. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Love you.